This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Cannes Film Festival wraps up this weekend. 2 weeks of seeing and being seen while going to and from seeing movies. Wesley Morris, the film critic at Grantland, is the guy we talked to about all things cinematic. He is in Cannes right now. Good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Kai. What's happening?
Well, me, I'm sitting in L.A. You, on the other hand, are on the south of France watching movies. What's the vibe?
Well, the vibe is what happened to the movies.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. The vibe is we saw Mad Max the first day.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to see Mad Max ever since.
Oh, so that's the good one so far on the first day is Mad Max Thunderdome Redux or whatever the name of that thing is?
Yes. Here's the thing. It's not in the competition. They just showed it out of competition. And this year is one of the rare years where that movie, it's not the opening night movie, but it's the one that plays the next night. It was amazing. It is the best movie. And very little that we've seen since then has been as great, especially in the main competition.
Why is that? I mean, this is the film festival to end all film festivals.
Well, here's what I think happened. I mean, at least from my eyes, is that the financing for these movies has really compromised some of the artistic choices that a filmmaker can make, I think. And so you have money coming from all over the world, and it dictates certain things. Like if you're a Greek director and you're getting Irish money, then you have to take Colin Farrell with the money that you get, which has happened. It happened at a movie this year. And the movie actually turns out to be good. It's called The Lobster, and it's by Yorgos Lanthimos. And there are a number of other directors, maybe like six other directors, making movies for the first time, not in their native language. And the results are kind of mediocre. You wonder if that has something to do with it.
So I want to ask you actually about something I read up on your stuff on Grantland, your Cannes diary about film festivals writ large. You said, which 3-hour existential odyssey into the human soul do I want to see? Now, you guys are doing this like at 8:30 in the morning. How can you make sense of any of this stuff when it's all sort of in that vein, right?
Yes. I mean, typically, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of long movies where characters sit around and read the newspaper or sit in a car and watch other people do things. And, you know, there is a standard by which you evaluate whether or not they work. What's been interesting about this year is that even by the standards of watching a 3-hour movie in which theoretically nothing happens, but is also a masterpiece, there have been very few movies that have achieved that level of filmmaking.
Huh.
It's just been kind of lackluster.
I can't let you go without asking you about this whole thing with people not dressing right over there. Are you actually getting turned away from films if you don't have a jacket on and women have to wear heels and all this jazz? I mean, Cate Blanchett and all that?
It is a thing. It is happening. It is a real thing. And I think it's not the scandal that people are making it out to be. It's not happening every night, but everybody's got a story about how it's happened to them or someone in their party where you were denied entry because you were not appropriately dressed. And it has caused a great deal of consternation and a greater deal of comedy. It is one of the pleasures of coming to this festival. You need some ridiculous thing to happen to justify having come here if you can't get a great movie.
Wesley Morris, he writes on movies for Grantland. Thanks, Wesley.
Thank you, Kai.